Father, have your way, God. Tonight, Lord, as I'm about to minister, Father, Lord, let your Holy Spirit put words in my mouth, God, Lord, to utter your voice, Father, here, God, Lord, to your people, Father, tonight. And I bless all these, oh God, that are here tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Man, repeat after me and say, God is a good God. Out of your heart, say, God is a good God. You know that is true, amen, because you're here. Amen. You are here, you're breathing, you're alive, you're well. Amen. But I thank God, amen, for the opportunity once again. Thank you, Pastor Herman, Pastor Carol. I know that the Lord spoke to me, I think it was February, I think he told me that I needed to be skillful. So when I heard that, I thought I was doing all right, yeah. But when God tells you to be skillful, that means you're not skillful. You need to improve on that skill, yeah. So I've been working on it. I'm not doing the best of my ability, but it takes time, yeah, to build up the skills needed to do all that God is requiring for each and every one of us. And it's not just for me only, but it's for everybody. Amen. And once you're skillful, you can do things blindfolded. You know, you guys know, you guys all have jobs. Your skill levels in the jobs that you guys do, you know, you probably make it look so easy that the other workers look at you funny. How are you doing the job? You know what I mean? For me, it's hard. But for you, you make it look so easy. Because you've come to the place of knowing how to do it well, amen. More efficient. You know, you've already taken out all the kinks. You know, you got it, amen. So that's one area that the Lord's been dealing with me with, to be skillful, especially in my singing, my playing of the instruments. I've never played in a praise and worship as much as I did now. You know what I mean? Every week we trying to learn all the chords like that. The only chords I knew was C, G, and F. I was fine with that. And a lot of people are fine where they're at. Amen? But when God tells you to boost up your skill level, guess what? You got to go beyond the C, G, and F. You got to go to D, the majors, the minors, all those kind of chords that your finger, oh, man, just like arthritis, you know? Your fingers are all thwarted. Amen? But I need to learn. I need to do it because he's talking to me. You know, and it's very important to him to allow me to be, I mean, for him to tell me that, it's like it's very important to him. So what's important to him ought to be important to us. Amen? And this is an opportunity right here. Right here, every opportunity I get, whether Scott was asking me, you know, the other week we had the car wash, and thank you, everybody, for helping out with the car wash. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To tell you the truth, I was shaking in my boots. I was a nervous wreck. I mean, to me, something like that would be easy for me to do because I do it all the time, yeah? But when Pastor Herman asked me, he told me, hey, Lambert, well, he didn't ask me, he voluntold me. He just told me, hey, I want you to go take care of the car wash. I said, oh, okay, shoot. Right there, I just said, okay, shoot. Later on, nervous wreck. But I thank God, you know, he pulled me all the way through. And I thank God because I was just nervous. I was like, oh, man, what's going on? I told my wife, hey, what's going on? You know, things like this ought not to bother me, you know. It was just a car wash, but it wasn't just a car wash, you know what I mean? We was doing the community a favor. It was free. And I gave it my all. And, you know, throughout this whole thing, Pastor, I was thinking of making a banner, so I made a small little paper, rinky-dink paper free car wash, yeah. Here comes Pastor with a billboard all painted, free car wash, bigger, better. you know. And then I was thinking about buying all the supplies. Guess who shows up with all the supplies? Pastor brings all the supplies. He puts me in charge, but he go get the supplies and he paints the board. And I was like, oh, shoot. But I thank God. You know what I mean? I give God praise. And I just want to continue on the topic that I've been talking on, praise and worship. Amen. So I want to continue on that. Just to recap, first time I brought it up, praise and worship, we come to the understanding that praise is simply thanking God for what he's already done, yeah? Praise is being thankful to God for what he's already done, amen? Worship is one step higher, amen? So praise is the outer court to the inner court, amen? Where preparation takes place, yeah? From the outer court to the inner court. Preparation takes place, and then worship takes it from the inner court to the Holy of Holies. Amen? It's not that praise is second best to worship. You need praise in order to worship. Amen? Because the Bible says, yeah, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, bless his name. So praise and worship is actually twins. They work hand in hand. One is not better than the other. It doesn't make praise second best. Praise needs to be there in order for worship to occur. Amen. The second one we talk about in praise and worship was approach, access, allowed. Amen. The right approach is going to allow you access. The wrong approach, your access is going to be denied. Amen? And we know that Psalms 104, I just mentioned, you gain access by being thankful. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Always have a attitude of gratitude. No matter what, whatever phase you're in, whatever the situation, whatever the storms, always remain grateful. Always have an attitude of gratitude. With that kind of attitude, you're going to go places. People don't like hanging around with sour lemons. Amen? You ever hang around with somebody that was always complaining? After a while, you don't want to hang around with them. It gets on you and gets on your nerves sometimes, especially if you're one that's always vibrant, that's always happy, that's always, you know, have good things to say, and you meet up with somebody that's not that way, just gets on your skin. Amen? So remaining grateful. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about sacrifice of praise. Amen? Mind you, this is just one of many facets of sacrifice of praise. Amen. This is just one of many facets. I remember we watched that video with, I think his name was Pastor Chris Cody. He's talking about when you walk up a mountain, you know, and then you look back and you see the whole view from that side of the mountain that you walked on. That's only one facet. If you go on the opposite side of the mountain, like say for instance Haleakala, we usually go up through Pukalani, yeah, to go up to Kula and then up to Haleakala. Can you imagine going up to Haleakala from the Hana side? That's a whole different view. That's a whole different facet. So I'm only going to be sharing one side of that so-called mountain view, yeah, of sacrifice of praise. Amen. We know what praise is. Amen? Being thankful, yeah? What sacrifice? Well, simply put, surrendering a possession as an offering to God. Simply put, yeah? Surrendering a possession as an offering to God. When I say sacrifice, we automatically think cost. How many of you guys think cost? Amen? What do I have to give up? It's the first thought there when you talk about sacrifice. What's it going to take? It's going to be at my expense. Think about sacrifice. For what? What's to gain? The word sacrifice alone does not sit well with folks, for both believers and non-believers. You see it at work. Amen? They only work what they're getting paid for. They don't go the extra mile. You know, but as believers, we should go the extra mile. Amen? To show people that, hey, this is the kind of God we serve. We don't milk the clock. I used to. Amen? I believe each and every one of us used to milk the clock. Don't do that no more. Why? Because I'm being skillful now. Not that it just started, but I've been doing it for years now. Don't want to cheat the clock. Don't want to cheat the company. Amen? Too hard. Amen? It's going to take too much of my time. That's sacrifice, yeah? I get it. No one wants to put in the extra time or effort to sacrifice. But the benefits, say the benefits, are endless. Amen? Endless. Psalms 34:1 says, I will, as an act of my will, bless the Lord sometimes. Amen? Only when it's sunny. Only when it's good. Only when I have a paycheck. Only when my bills are paid. Only when everything's running well. All times. Amen? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How many of you know to bless the Lord at all times is going to require you to make some sacrifices? Amen? A surrendering of some kind. It's not easy when you're going through something to give God praise. It's not easy. But when you do it, amen, the benefit is endless. Amen? Especially when you're going through something under pressure, having an all-time moment. Amen? We talked about that, yeah, in the last time. The tendency to speak words of lack, doubt, and unbelief is far more easier when that's your norm. When that's your norm, it's easy. It just spews out. Why? Because the Bible says from the innermost belly, yeah? From in here, should be flowing words of life, especially as believers. But even as believers, sometimes, amen, doesn't come out right. But God wants to change all of that. Amen? He wants our norm to be Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord when? At all times. I always find myself listening to Pastor Nancy Dufresne. She's got so much wisdom, yeah, in a lot of things. And I just pump it up inside my semi, put the Bluetooth, put it in, and just jack the volume. Pump up the volume. I just let her rip. Just let my whole cab just be contaminated with, you know, God's word, God's voice speaking in my cab. So loud that when I'm pumping gas on the outside, you can hear them. All the echo. Everybody's looking around. Where's the sound coming from? Straight from my truck. Amen. Heard Pastor Nancy Dufresne say that's God's instruction for the believer. When we hit an all-time moment to bless him, when bills are due, bless him. When you hit a rough patch, bless him. Amen. In a situation, bless him. Man, in a bind, bless him. Behind, in your mortgage in two payments, bless him. The doctor doesn't bring you any good news, bless him. God's given us the assignment to bless him. Why? Because if we bless him, when things get out of place, Pastor Nancy also mentioned this, that it will change the outcome of the times. It will change it. Amen? The times will come out differently when we bless him. If we don't, the time will go on as intended. Amen? I wrote something down over here, and I was writing this thing down, and remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they murmured and they complained because they could see no good in what God was doing. So God opens up the Red Sea and then closes it down on their enemies. That should have stopped the murmuring, you would think. That should have stopped the murmuring. That should have stopped the complaining, you think. God's intent was this, to me, This is just to me. God's intent, I believe, was to let them have a promised land experience even while being in the desert. Same as us. God's intent was to let them have a promised land experience even while being in the desert. Amen? For us here, we want heaven to be, but in the desert where they were, that was God's intent then. To let them have a promised land experience even while being in the desert. For us, it's called heaven, having a heaven here on earth experience. Amen. All they had to do was release Egypt. Remember what sacrifice was? To surrender, All they had to do. All they had to do was release Egypt. Let Egypt go. The faster they let Egypt go, the quicker it would have been to not only experience, but live in the land of promise. Like a suit that was tailor-made to fit. That was God's intention. Amen? To see that you and I, as children of God, to have the best. Amen? The giants in the promised land would have been no match for them if they had let go the mindset of Egypt. The murmuring, the complaining, the wanting to return to Egypt. We read this part there in the Bible, and we say to ourselves, oh, crazy, no? Crazy that these guys would murmur and complain after seeing what God can do with the situations that they're facing. How God can open up the Red Sea, make them walk to dry land, and then when the enemies are chasing behind them, he closes it down, close down the shop. No different today, though. Some of us can't let go of our Egypt. Amen? We say things like, it's too much to sacrifice. I've been like this so long, it's hard for me to give it up. The time will go on as intended. The time will go on as intended. When you don't deal with that, when you don't surrender it, when you don't surrender your Egypt, murmuring and complaining will be your next voice. Sacrifice of praise. What are you willing to give up to surrender in order to experience heaven here on earth? Amen. God wants you to take back what was already yours. Amen. If we look at our numbers, had all my notes together. I think it was Numbers 32, I think. I'll go look it up. Story where God told Moses to search out the promised land. Yeah, spy it out. Okay, thank you. See, no pressure, yeah? Just gotta ask sometimes, yeah? Me, I never ask. That's what happens when you don't ask. 1332, I think, was 27. I don't know. Oh, yeah, right here. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Numbers 13. Look at Numbers 13. This is God's promise now to the Israelites, okay? He says, send down, he's talking to Moses, okay? Verse 2, it says, send down men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give. Amen? It was a given already. It was already promised to them already, okay? Unto the children of Israel, every tribe of their fathers, shall ye send a man, every one, a ruler among them. Check that out. It was already given to them already. It was already theirs from the beginning. But because of their murmuring and their complaining, look what they settled for. Verse 27, I believe it was. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. So right there, I was saying to myself, yeah, you guys get them. You guys finally get them, yes. Words of life, not death. Words of prosperity. But look at verse 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled. So now, they're back to murmuring and complaining again. Jump to verse 32. Look at this one. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Verse 32 again. And they brought up an evil report. Why was it an evil report? Because they weren't uttering what God had already uttered. They weren't bringing to repeat what God already had said. God already told them that This land has been promised to you guys already. I'm giving it to you guys. They come back and utter something that is different from what he uttered. Yes, there was giants. Yes, there was this. Yes, there was situations, problems, storms. But this is what he uttered, that I've already given it to you. So God's wanting to give us here what's already ours. Amen? But it's going to take some sacrifice. Amen? One thing I realize is that the higher you go, the higher you go. Kimo, can I borrow you? Come. Okay, this is Kimo, yeah? I'm going to use him as an illustration. He's your trial. He's your storm. He's the Egypt that you should be surrendering. But because he's in your way, look at me. Because he's in your way and you're seeing him face to face, all you're uttering is what you see in front of you. So now, God is challenging you to surrender it to him. As you surrender, he takes you one step higher. Guess what happens to Kimo? Guess what happens to your situation? You're beginning to look past him now. The higher you go, the smaller he gets. The smaller your trials get, the higher you go. Now, instead of speaking lack, doubt, fear, you cannot now. Everything's clear. So what do? You're back to where Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. But it started from where? Right here, when this trial started. It's easier said than done. Trust me. Been through it many times. Wanted to quit many times. But this is going to help you. The bigger your storm, the higher you should desire to go. So that you can obliterate the storm. You can wipe them out clean. It don't have to take long. It's up to you, though. How long you want to hold on to it. Pastor Nancy was sharing that the storm is intended to do damage, but it's only going to last as long as you want it to last. Thank you. Its intention is to damage you, is to devour you. The enemy, you know what I mean? Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's all his desire. The reason why he does that to you is not that he wants to get a hold of you. He wants to get a hold of God because he knows that God loves each and every one of us. In order to irk him, he has to get rid of you. So guess what? He troubles your water. He brings situation to you. Why? Because he's trying to get back at God for all that God has done. Because he wanted to be there, yeah? But because they murmured and they complained, they missed out on a promised land. Amen. Proverbs 12 verse 4 says this, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Amen. It's hard though to utter life and not death. To utter things that brings good. Why? Because it's a sacrifice. You got to lay down something in order to gain, in order to go higher. I like this in Psalms 50 verse 23. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. The one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. Amen? And we know Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it, it will eat its fruits. Amen? So just put life over there. Life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. When I was on Kauai, I was ministering on Kauai work-wise. My brother has a fundraiser that he holds. It's the biggest fundraiser that he has. It's in February and also one in July. So me and my brother Joe always make it a point to go and help my brother. And while I was there, we had service on Thursday night, and a couple of the members were testifying, and from the testifying, it became not so testifying. It was a whole different ball game, and talking about the situations that I was going through. So my brother just called me up to minister, and the first thing I ministered on was praise and worship. You know, you want to get out of the situation that you're in, just praise the Lord. You know, that's the remedy, that's the key. That's the key. And I kept on saying that. I kept on ministering that throughout the whole night. After that service, there was a release. Came Sunday morning, you see the same people that was being bothered, they was just running, they was dancing, they was screaming. I was like, yeah, they got them. You know, because what's going to happen when you only speak doubt, speak lack? Sooner or later, it's going to just drag you all the way down. Amen? Sacrifice of praise is not for everybody. Amen. What, Brother Lamron? Yeah, sacrifice of praise is not for everybody. It can be. Amen. So when I say sacrifice of praise, it's for those who have a desire to go higher. It's for those who desire to go to the next level, to go deeper. If you're one who's always saying there's more, I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I want more. This is for you. Matthew 5 verse 6 says this, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And what? They shall be filled. There needs to be a hunger, amen, to go higher. There needs to be a hunger for each and every one of us, especially me. I hunger and desire to go higher. And I'm in the process. We're all in a process. Amen? And sometimes it's just not easy. But it is. Jesus said, you know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. How about Romans chapter 1? Amen? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, not only praise, but your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, and then it concludes with this, which is your reasonable service. What does that mean? It means it's doable. It means it's easy to obtain. It means you can do them. You can do it. Amen? It's not hard. It's reasonable. God wouldn't ask this of you if he thought it was hard. No, it's easy. Jesus already made the way, yeah? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Out of God here. My papers just went jambalaya over here. Praise and worship, as we know, comes from a heart that is grateful, yeah? Sacrifice of praise is, I'm willing to put in the time. It's not a hassle because I want and desire more, okay? With this desire, I need to have some things changed. Enters into each and every one of our hearts, amen? You can't expect to go higher using what you've been using on the last level or the last floor. Everything changed. The view changed. Like that song, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Why? Because the view changed when you went higher. Amen. What used to be a hindrance now doesn't bother you anymore. Why? Because as you go higher, you'll notice a lot of things that used to bother you ain't going to bother you no more. Why? Because your desire to change has allowed that to happen. But it's going to take a sacrifice. Something's got to give. Amen? Like when a person opens up a business, he starts by evaluating, okay, what needs to be done. How much money is going to take to start up the business? How much time he needs to put in to make so much money? He's counting all of the costs and how much sacrifice it's going to take to build his business. You know, for 10 years, I haven't seen my nephew. His name is Aaron Figueroa. I was wondering for 10 years, where in the world is this kid? After high school, he just left. He went to Oahu. And then all I know, he was cleaning pools. 10 years later, I seen him more times from December to February than in all the 10 years. So I went up to him and said, hey, where you was all this time? He says, oh, uncle, I was building my business. It take me 10 years. 10 years for what? Well, I used to clean pools. Now I build them. To what? I don't only clean them, I build them. What? Yeah, I figure out things. You know what I mean? God had given me like imaginations. I used to dream a lot. And then God would just put stuff in me and then I would run and go do them. And then the thing just had developed and the thing is too big now. But it took me 10 years for sacrifice. Sacrifice being with you guys. Sacrifice coming to Kauai and spending time with the family. I never went on vacations. You know, a lot of sleepless nights. But I knew God wanted me to do this. I was just cleaning pools one day. Then all of a sudden, I had multiple pools. Then came to hundreds of pools I was cleaning. I said, oh, shoot, I can't do this all by myself. So then I started subbing them out. Guys that wanted to start their own business, I would help them. And the thing would just ricochet right back to me. Says, huh? Yeah, when they would be cleaning pools, the owner would tell them, oh, you know of anybody that can do this, blah, blah, blah. And then I went and I started doing them. Now, I say, so stable, uncle, I can come now and visit the family now. But it took sacrifice. I mean, he said, oh, man, I miss a lot of family time, but you know what I mean? It's worth it now. I get guys that stable, they're hard workers, they love the Lord. I said, huh? Yeah. Look, you're going to see two guys, they're going to come. I had hired them a long time ago. They're awesome. They came to church, my brother's church. Two big Samoan brothers. Love the Lord. One goes to Assembly of God in Oahu. The other one goes to, I think, a Baptist church in Haula or something. And they was there that morning just praising the Lord. I said, yeah, and I get more guys like that at work. I said, wow. But he said, it cost me, though. It cost me a lot of sweat, a lot of grinding. I knew that God was talking to me, so I had to do them, and I had to do them quick because time is of the essence. Exactly what Pastor was saying. Time is a commodity. You lose time, you cannot gain them back. And that's what he told me. He told me, Uncle, I can cruise now. I can just relax. I can come to Kauai and not even worry about what's going on in Oahu. All the big jobs, I let them handle them. And guess what? I can watch them on my video if I have to. He says, huh? Yeah, you can FaceTime me now. Huh? You can just look at the job. I can tell them exactly what to do from here while I'm sipping, you know, Coca-Cola or drinking water on it on coconut tree over here. And we're still having fun at my mom's house. But the benefits of sacrifice of praise is endless. You remember what happened to Abraham? Abraham, when God told him to sacrifice Isaac, he never even think nothing. Took Isaac, come boy, let's go. Okay, Dad. Isaac doesn't even have a clue on what's going on. Just follows her there, all the way to Mount Moriah. Walking up Mount Moriah, Isaac suddenly noticed, hey, Dad, guess what? What's up? We get the wood, we get the flint, we get everything we need for the sacrifice, but where's the sacrifice? First thing that comes out of Abraham's mouth, nothing but life. God will supply. Especially the helpers that was down the mountain. Eh? Wait right here with the donkeys. Me and my son going up hither. We're going to worship and we're going to come right back. Now he's the father of many nations because he got Isaac. Endless. The benefits. I know you might be saying, no, no, we don't like the benefits. We don't even desire the benefits. We just do them because we love the Lord. Oh, come on. The Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. Come on. That's one of the benefits. Amen? Sacrifice of praise. What are you willing to give up? You know what surrender means? You ever see the guys on the police show, cops? What they do? The guys, the criminals would just lift up their hands there, just like this. That's all we need to do when we surrender to God. When we sacrifice, when we say, Lord, right now I'm in a situation. I'm sacrificing my situation to worship you, to praise you, because I know that I'm not going to speak any words of doubt, any words that is lack, but I'm going to speak life. This thing is not going to go on as it was intended to do. I'm going to divert this and give you praise. It's not going to be easy, but it is not hard. What do you mean? Well, you already know what I mean. Jesus said it already. Amen? It's doable. Amen? Sacrifice of praise. Leave Egypt alone. God's intention was for you to live heaven here on earth. Right now. Amen. And we can do this, guys. Amen. We got to tap into it. Amen. We got to hunger for it. Amen. What else? We got to thirst for it. We got to do everything possible to go ahead and go do it. Amen. It's there. It's doable. Amen. Father, I thank you, God, Lord. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, most of all, that you've given us the ability, the know-hows. You've given us your mind. You've given us your ways. You've given us your word, even. Oh, God, Lord, and all we want to do is just thank you, Father, Lord, for bringing us up higher, Father. And, Lord, as we go higher, Father, Lord, everything else that is whether it be trials, storms, situations, sickness, disease, whatever. Lord, the remedy is to just worship you, to praise you, to bless you at all times. It's in these times that we can bless you, Father. Sacrifice our praise, Father. Sacrifice our praise. One more scripture, Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. I'll close with this. Hebrews 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. There's that word again, continually. Amen? Psalms 34, 1, yeah? By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen? Actively giving him praise to God. Amen? With our lips. No words of doubt, no words of lack, no words of poverty. Words of life, amen? Prosperity. Change your vocabulary, amen? By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So let's just go ahead and do that, amen, tonight. Father, we thank you, Father. We glorify you. We esteem you higher, God, Lord, above all else, Father, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, Lord. We honor you tonight, Father, Lord. We honor you every single day, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord. We make it known, God, tonight, Lord, that you are who you are, Father. Your God is more than enough. You do supply each and every one of our needs, Father, Lord. You see to it that, oh God, Lord, that every single trial, situation, every single trouble, oh God, Lord, is handled right when we worship, when we bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're doing that right now, Father. Name of Jesus, God, Lord. We magnify your holy name, Father, tonight. We lift you up on high, Father. You are worthy, Father, Lord. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the glory, all the honor. Name of Jesus, Father, Lord. We look to you, Father. You said, God, Lord, to look into the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, Father. Made heaven and earth, Father. So we bless you, God, tonight. You are our shepherd, Father, as David said to God. We shall not want, Father, of anything else but you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Blessed be your name, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.